Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Section 10. Beckenham Place Park to Crystal Palace, a distance of 3.5 miles, which takes just under 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which include some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From a rare letterbox to a former private estate. This walk begins at the Green Chain major signpost opposite the front entrance to Beckenham Place Park Mansion. Take the park in the direction of Stumps Hill Lane. This will take you to Beckenham Hill Road. Turn left and follow South End Road, crossing over to turn right into Stumps Hill Lane. Go down Stumps Hill Lane.
From Stumps Hill Lane, there is an excellent view across to Crystal Palace. It is also worth a slight detour to the junction of South End Road and Brackley Road to see a very rare Edward VIII pillar box made at Carron Ironworks. Edward VIII reigned for only 10 months before abdicating.
At the Green Chain major signpost, turn left along Worsley Bridge Road. At the T-junction, turn right into Brackley Road to the church.
St Paul's was built as the Cater Estate Church and originally stood in open country, with the nearest houses over 150 yards away. The first houses in the area were begun in the early 1860s. The occupants were very wealthy and included many admirals, generals and knights.
Continue along Brackley Road to turn left into Copers Cope Road.
One of the largest farms on the Cater Estate was Copers Cope Farm. It covered 250 acres. The origins of the name are obscure, but it may be derived from Cooper's Copse. The names of the fields on the farm were enshrined in road names when the Cater Estate was being developed. Park, Lawn, Brackley and Worsley were all field names.
Take the first right off Copers Cope Road to pass through the subway under the railway.
The first station at New Beckenham was built in 1864, further south. The original site can still be seen. There is a small cottage beside the track which is now used as railwaymen's accommodation, and the remains of the platform can also be discerned. The present station was opened in 1904.
Once through the subway, pass along Leonard Road.
Many of the major banks and financial institutions have their sports grounds here at New Beckenham Sports Ground. Most of the sports grounds, which are now so familiar a part of the area, were laid out from 1900 to 1910.
Next, turn first left into Kingshall Road. Continue along Kingshall Road to turn right along the passageway between numbers 173 and 175 to enter Cater Park.
Cater Park was originally a private landscape ground for the sole use of residents on the Cater Estate. In 1932, it was opened to the public. The Poole River flows northwards through the park, eventually joining the River Avonbourne at Catford. This area, together with much of the rest of South London, suffered bombing during the Second World War. The house on the corner of Kingshall Road and Aldersmey Road was the only one of a pair of semi-detached houses to survive.
From Caser Park to Queen's Recreation Ground. Follow the marker post through the park to reach the green chain major signpost where the paths meet. To reach Kent House Station, turn left at the signpost and follow the signs out of the park down Aldersmead Road and right onto Kingshall Road. Take the first, unmade road, on the left for the station and through the subway for Penge High Street. To continue onto the main route, bear right at the major signpost and follow the path to leave the park at the northwest corner into Leonard Road. Turn left along Leonard Road to the traffic lights and then right into Kent House Road.
The area derives its name from the 178-acre Kent House Farm, which was very close to the old boundary between Kent and Surrey. The farmhouse, which stood to the right of Kent House Road, near Beckett Walk, dated back to 1240, but was demolished in the 1950s.
Follow Kent House Road and turn left to take the path between numbers 148 and 150, which crosses the playing fields to Caser Road. Turn right along Caser Road to the borough boundary where it becomes Shrewsbury Road. Turn left at the borough boundary into an unmade road which leads to Alexandra Recreation Ground.
This Victorian suburban recreation ground was named after Queen Alexandra, King Edward VII's wife, and was opened to the public in 1891.
From a Queen's Recreation Ground to an innovative railway line. Follow the marker post through the park, past the Green Chain Major signpost to emerge in Maitland Road. Follow Maitland Road and turn right to follow Leonard Road to its junction with Newlands Park. Here, turn left and cross the footbridge at Penge East Station. From the footbridge, the walk continues to the right to Crystal Palace, but a short deviation to the left down St John's Road to Penge High Street passes Penge's two most prominent buildings.
The King William IV Naval Asylum, founded in 1847, was paid for by his wife, Queen Adelaide, to provide accommodation for widows of naval officers. The asylum is in a Tudor style, which was popular at the time. Also in a Tudor style, the Free Watermen and Lightermen's almshouses in Penge High Street were built in 1840 to 1841 by George Porter. Originally housing widows of the men who worked on the Thames, the almshouses now provide family homes.
Continuing on the main walk, after descending the footbridge, turn right and follow Station Road, turning left into Kingswood Road, now a cul-de-sac, to reach Penge High Street. Cross the street at the Pelican Crossing and turn right to go under the two railway bridges to reach Thicket Road.
The first of the two railway bridges carries one of the oldest railway lines in London, the London and Croydon Railway, which opened in 1839. In its early days, the railway was operated by the then fashionable but short-lived system of atmospheric traction, whereby air was exhausted from a continuous pipe between the rails by pumping engines at intervals which pushed trains along at a considerable speed. The second bridge carries the line from Sydenham to Crystal Palace Low Level Station and opened in 1854.
In Crystal Palace Park. Cross Thicket Road and enter Crystal Palace Park, Penge entrance. Here, you can find a cafe and toilets.
The world's first truly international trade fair was opened as the Great Exhibition in London's Hyde Park in 1851. The temporary building, designed by Joseph Paxton and built entirely of glass and cast iron, was soon dubbed the Crystal Palace by the satirical magazine Punch. After the exhibition had finished, a permanent site was found and the building moved to Penge Place, then a rural estate, where it was also enlarged by Paxton and set amongst 200 acres of landscape grounds. It subsequently reopened in 1854. In 1936, the palace was destroyed by fire. Between the Penge entrance and the steps to the National Sports Centre, built by the LCC between 1956 and 1964, are the remains of the Grand Central Walk. Originally 2,660 feet long and 96 feet wide, it linked up with the palace. Constructed as a lower reservoir to supply Paxton's extensive water displays, the tidal lake is now used for boating and fishing. Just across the Iron Bridge, constructed in 1854, are the remains of a man-made geological strata. The coal seam is all that remains of the original, which included limestone, sandstone, ironstone and gritstone. The prehistoric monsters were built in 1853 under the guidance of Professor Richard Owen, who invented the word dinosaur. The construction was executed by Mr. Waterhouse Hawkins, although later knowledge has proved the animals to be anatomically incorrect. The 26 monsters were originally sited on two islands, although in 1953, to make way for a children's zoo which closed in 1991, some were moved to adjoining land. More information about the attractions within the park can be found in the Crystal Palace Park Heritage and Nature Trail and Tree Trail booklets available from the Park Information Centre and Bromley Council Library points.
Follow the signs and marker posts along the paths in the park, bearing left to the lake, then right and left to pass the Irish elk statues. Continue ahead over the stone bridge, turn left again over the iron bridge, and left around the lake edge containing the monsters. Turn right at the junction and follow the path past the entrance to the children's farm to reach the Green Chain Major signpost overlooking the National Sports Centre Stadium.
On the way up to the station, notice on your left the farmyard. Part of the farmyard includes the South Basin Pool, which is the last surviving element of the water displays. The oak trees here are the remains of a wood, which originally covered the area, and some are over 200 years old.
Congratulations, you have completed the walk. The Green Chain Walk officially ends here, but there is a short signed link to Crystal Palace Station.